Live from legendary Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee, LaRavae Guitars proudly present two guys fumbling their way through the music business so you don't have to. It's Scott and Hino and the Music Row Show.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. Brought to you this hour by our good friends at LaRavae Guitars. The number to call in is 800-688-9522, or if you're a little bit shy, you can always email into the show at mail@themusicrowshow.com.
That's right. And
Turn your mic on there, Scott.
There we go. Sorry, my first day on the radio.
Yeah.
And you call or email, you're automatically entered to win the LaRavae RS2 that we're going to – it's their electric guitar that we're giving away on the last – Sunday of August for our third anniversary show.
You get to pick the color, which is great.
But also, are you guys in town Thursday? Who's in town Thursday?
We're in town Thursday.
All right.
Awesome. All right. Well, we've got the LR Bags Anthem kickoff party that they're doing for NAMM at the Listening Room this coming Thursday night. It's invite only. They're going to be
free food, free booze,
all that good stuff. And they're brand new.
I'll be there.
Okay.
He'll be there. Okay.
All right.
Turn up his mic, too.
There we go.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. If you're just tuning in, we had a great hour with publisher Judy Harris. She was fantastic. Remember, you can always listen to past shows by clicking the podcast page on themusicrowshow.com.
Now, before we get back to the show, you've got something very special to share with folks.
I do.
You do.
I do. And so we're talking LaRavae guitars.
Yeah.
My OM3 mahogany everything just came in on Friday. And I'm so happy.
It's beautiful.
It's fantastic. I mean, is there anything as exciting as pulling a guitar out of its case for the first time, banjo or that instrument? Maybe getting married is as exciting or having kids, but right behind them, you know, has to be those guitars. And I mean, I just keep looking at her, you know, and I have a big dreadnought that's kind of my main LaRavae.
I have one of those.
But this is just unbelievable. I keep just looking at her and sighing and playing her and sighing and looking at her again. I spent all Friday night taking turns playing my LaRavae Dreadnought and comparing the tones and sound qualities to the smaller body, all mahogany wood sound. And I don't know. It's like apples and oranges, but certain elements are the same, and that's balance, sound quality, and amazing craftsmanship. We've given away several LaRavaes over the past 3 years, right, Hino? I mean,
yeah, we have.
I mean, seriously, like 6 or 7, I think. And I have yet to see one or hear one that hasn't just blown me away.
Yeah, well, listen, don't take our word for it. Really, don't. Go find out for yourself. Go log on to LaRavae.com, find out where there's a dealer near you, and go play them. I mean, trust me, you'll probably go home with one. We love them that much. And just compare and listen. You'll prefer LaRavae. We're sure of it.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, Jean LaRavae is going to be on the show next week.
Next week.
Live in studio.
Along with Lloyd Baggs from LR Baggs.
It's going to be a hoot. So, Hino, introduce us, please, to this fine-looking group of musicians here.
Yes, sir. You know, we've been trying to get this talented group of folks on the show for quite a while. But tonight, we're proud to tell you that the Grascals are in the house.
Yeah.
This two-time IBMA Entertainer of the Year award-winning group has been helping redefine bluegrass music while staying true to its roots ever since forming back in 2004. They've been a fan favorite at the Grand Ole Opry and at festivals all over the world, and they've been nominated for Grammys, Dove Awards, and won many IBMA and SPGMA Awards along the way.
Spigma
Awards along the way. Tonight, they're here to talk to us about their career and, of course, their new album, The Famous Left Flins.
Lefty Flins.
Lefty Flins. Oh, I left the Y off of there.
There's a right and there's a left.
The right Flin, not so much.
That was a long plan.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
And listen, I just got to say that these guys have been performing at the CMA Festival all day long. And did I mention it's been about 150 degrees out there and super humid? So I'm sure that the last thing they wanted to do tonight was come out here and do that after all that. So we really appreciate being able to say, Grascals, welcome to the Music Bros.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Water.
Water.
No, we're very excited. Hey, let's get this out in the open from the start. I don't want to start on a negative note, but we had you booked a few months ago, and at the last minute we got bumped because you guys had a private gig for Steven Seagal.
Like, really? Come on.
I would have bumped me too for Steven Seagal, but come on, tell me about that.
Yeah, come on up to the mic there so we can hear you.
Get on in here. I want a story for you.
Tell us about that.
His birthday.
Happy birthday, Steven.
Happy birthday, Steven. we played actually his birthday party last year. He heard us on the radio, going up and down the road, and loved our music and told his wife, I want these guys at my birthday party. And so we flew out last year, last minute, flew out there to Los Angeles to his home out there. And he treated us like family. He just he loves bluegrass. He loves the blues and all that. He just loves music.
Anything that starts with blue, he's into.
That's right. Okay. He likes it. And we got to hang out with him all day. And the day before, a lot of the guys, a couple, Jeremy and Danny, worked on his whole album pretty much. They played on all the tracks. And like one day, they just kept on just
really
playing
wow.
and playing. So it was really cool to hang out with him, and just got to be great friends with him. I'm honored to say probably once about every 4, 5, 6 weeks, and sometimes depends on if I've had a drink or two, I'll just call him just to surprise him. But no.
He didn't try to karate chop you or anything like that after a bad take or anything like
He's going to have to go low for me. I'm a little, I'm a short fellow. But actually, he might want to the next time. This year, we went to his birthday party, which it was kind of a last-minute thing, and that's why this all, we very sorry we missed.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm
just,
we
were just teasing.
He,
you know.
Where he's on location, Louisiana, for his cop show down there.
Yeah. Right. If it had been Carrot Top or something like that,
we would have been upset.
We might have been, we might have been
offended.
We
probably have been at your show at that
time. Yeah, okay.
But we went down there, and amazing thing, he got up and jammed with us all evening.
All right, nice.
And had a chair sitting there and got up, and at one point he got up. We thought he didn't need a chair anymore. Kristen over here is not only the IBMA Banjo Player of the Year 2 years in a row, but she's also the first person probably in history to take Steven Seagal down. She moved his chair when he wasn't looking. And when Steven went to sit down, there was no chair.
That's fantastic.
Awesome. Now, please tell me that's on video somewhere.
Well, it could be. I don't think so. It's
man.
Probably, maybe somebody's got it. Somebody's got it probably somewhere. We don't have it. But Kristen did what no man could do. So don't mess with the banjo player.
Don't
boys.
Mess with the banjo player.
Well, bluegrass music in general seems to pride itself on passing its legacy on to the next generation. How much of your love for bluegrass came from your folks and your upbringing and the folks around you?
Oh, all of our families were into bluegrass, thank goodness. But the two guys right here in the middle, Terry Smith and Terry Eldridge, for 25 years combined, worked with Bobby and Sonny the Osborne Brothers, which is probably our biggest influence. Also, Flat and Scruggs. Anything traditional we love. Mac Wiseman, Jimmy Martin, the Stanley Brothers. If anybody can. Flat and Scruggs, of course. I think I said them. Bill Monroe. And also
and Flat and Scruggs.
And yeah, and then Flat and Scruggs, too. And but on the traditional side of the country, too, we love that just as much. Mr. George Jones and Merle Haggard and Buck Owens and Waylon Jennings and Hank Jr., our good buddy, and Dolly.
Yeah, he does he duets with you guys or guests on a track on your new album.
Because honestly, we feel what we do is what traditional country music, it's what it was years ago. There was no separation. It was all the same thing.
Sure.
Just trying to keep it alive and do our part for bluegrass music and country.
Okay.
I think it's pretty cool, though, that because really, you know, and you guys are all young, good-looking, hip people here.
Stop
so
that.
No, really.
Stop.
But you know, so we're I think we're all around the same age, at least in the same area. And when we were growing up, you know, Flat and Scruggs weren't on MTV between Michael Jackson and Duran Duran or anything like that. So, you know, were you growing up in areas where it was accepted, or were you guys kind of the weird kids because you were into this music that maybe not everybody was listening to at your age?
No, it was accepted where I grew up, and I think everybody else.
Where'd you grow up?
Indiana, southeastern Indiana. If you ever seen the movie Hoosiers, the basketball movie, Milan, Indiana. That's my hometown. Milan.
My wife's from Evansville. Okay.
Terry here is from Terre Haute, which is closer.
Terre Haute.
Okay.
And
great.
Terry Smith's from North Carolina, which is pretty much one of the, if it's not Kentucky or whatever, that's a bluegrass state.
Yeah.
Right.
And Danny's from Kentucky, so. See.
Nice.
That's a Kentucky mandolin if I ever heard one.
Kristen's from South Carolina, and Jeremy's from West Virginia and Ohio. And
I thought there was going to be one guy from New York in here or something.
Yeah.
You know, no, but
Cleveland.
No. Cleveland, yeah.
No.
Okay.
All right, well, you guys, so you guys were with the Osbournes, you guys, and all of you were really playing with different groups. So how did you all get together and create the Graskals?
Well, a lot of was we all played together in different bands at different times. There was a band that we started a long time ago called The Sidemen. There's a club in Nashville, Tennessee called the Station Inn.
Oh, yeah.
It's world-renowned and world-famous Station Inn. And that's kind of how we all came to be. We all just started in bands together at different times, different conglomerations. And we all got unemployed.
Okay.
And decided that
so necessity was the mother of invention.
Yeah,
okay.
It was like we always did kind of want to put a band together, so that's kind of how it happened.
All right. All right.
It was the Planets were in line, and the unemployment line was in line.
We were starving.
Yeah. Now, was before while you were playing in all those different bands, were they all bluegrass bands, or were you doing other styles of music as well?
Mainly bluegrass and sometimes country.
Okay. I mean, you're doing studio work and that kind of thing?
Yeah, all of us do studio work and stuff. And we that and, like, Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. She kind of had a hand in kind of getting you guys going a little bit. Tell us that story.
Well, we just, like I say, we were unemployed, and we recorded at the same studio that she recorded at. And she was in there one day doing some stuff, and she heard that we were recording and wanted to hear it. And we played her some stuff, and she was just like, "Man, that's great. That's what I'm wanting to do right now. That's what I want to do. I want to record an album like that, and I want you guys to come out on the road with me," because she's wanting to go back on the road again.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have to think about it a little bit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What kind of education is touring with such an amazing performer like her? I mean, that's.
You learn why she's you learn why legends are legends. I mean, every day we'd get to the stage, no matter what city we were at, you better be on time on that sound check, and you better be way early and tuned up and ready to go. She sound checked every single day and was there, and she'd run through a few songs, and she would change the set list every day because the night before she felt like the crowd may have either really highlighted here or whatever. She'd try to make it perfect every single night, and she would sing, even at sound check, Coat of Many Colors, like it was the first time she ever sang the song. And and right before we'd hit the stage, she'd always tell us, you know, I can remember the one time she said, "Leave everything out here but your clothes on the stage. Leave everything out there. If you give enough to that crowd, they'll give it back to you." And she was right.
Mm. Wow, that's great advice. I mean, that's there's nothing worse than going and seeing somebody play that, you know, you can tell they're bored or they really don't want to be there. So, I mean, to see somebody who's been doing it that long and still, like you said, singing that song like it's the first time, that's
a
huge
thing. Have fun with it.
They know why they're where they're at because of the fans.
And, sure. You know, my son saw when he was like 7 or 8, he saw someone, and I'm not going to say, but they're a huge, huge star. And he and my wife went because I was doing something else. I was working that night. But later on, I the next day, I said, "Well, hey, how was it? You know, you got to see so-and-so." And he goes, "Dad, he just looked like he was in a bad mood the whole night."
Yeah.
And that's a 7-year-old noticing that, you know. So he goes, "It was okay."
Yeah, and I mean, and
Terry Clark was great. He got to meet Terry Clark. We got to hear Terry Clark. She was great, but the other guy just looked like he was in a bad mood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is. I mean, we have bad days, and each one of us or whoever, I'm sure y'all do, you know, just like
everybody
else.
No, not me ever. No.
Yeah. But you just got to remember those people pay to come in to see you.
Right.
And they're paying to see you for 45 minutes, hour and a half or whatever, and they're wanting to forget their troubles, you know. And so we can't really let our troubles show through right then.
That's right. Right. Okay.
And, you know, after that, we get off stage and we go, blah, 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 blah. But the thing it's like I say, those people paid money to come forget their troubles.
Yeah.
And they don't care about our troubles. They came to have a good time.
That's right. Well, we've got something to help you forget your troubles right now. We're going to take a commercial break. And we're going
to
be back with more of the Graskals here on the Music Row Show. Welcome back to the Music Row Show, brought to this hour by Larrivé Guitars, and our guests this hour are the Graskals, and you're just hearing their version of Last Train to Clarksville.
There, Davy Jones in there, too, right? No, maybe not. It was Mickey? Okay, good.
Mickey Dolenz, okay,
You know what? They're all prepped and loaded.
Why don't we have
them
do a song?
Let's stop talking.
We'd love to hear that one, actually.
Let's do it. 2, 3, 4... Oh,
Do you know how hard it is to hold a video camera when you're tapping your foot?
Wow, man. That was spectacular.
Absolutely.
For all of you just tuning in, we are here with the Grascals. Okay, so I have a question because I know from my weekend warrior days, and you know, weekend band, you're losing members all the time and getting new ones. But bringing in a new member has a way of really energizing a band creatively. How did bringing Kristen in affect the band?
Well, not only Kristen, you know, we brought in Jeremy. We had lost Jimmy Mattingly, one of our founding members, and just an incredible entertainment period factor that Jimmy was, and a great musician. To lose him was probably one of the biggest hits anybody could ever take. But this guy right here has got to be one of the best fiddle players that to ever just play the fiddle, period. And he's still young. And it's going to be amazing. When this is all said and done, it's going to be amazing what everybody speaks about Jeremy.
His beard's coming in now, too.
You know what? I'm Native American, and it takes me a good I couldn't do that if I try to grow that for a year.
Wow.
That's 2 days old right there. But just the talent that he's done, that he's got such great taste. He's got the tone, the whole nine yards, and he's brought so much to the band already.
Uh-huh.
And then you got old KSB over here, Kristen Scott Benson, who came in on the banjo. And Earl Scruggs started our music on the banjo. We like to call her Girl Scruggs. You
say, Girl Scruggs.
As Lester
like
always
that.
Said, oh, pick it, girl. But, you know, she's winning awards. But, you know, just the both of them, it's all about being able to gel as a band. And musically, you got to be smart enough when you're on stage, or whether you're in the studio, or no matter what, when you come into a no band, you got to be able to be smart enough to know what fits this band and what's perfect. And I promise you, this feels like the best unit we've ever had musically. It's just amazing. And and personally too, I mean, we all love each other, but she's incredible at what she does too. And the people, you know, one thing we've gained a whole lot of is girl fans.
Yeah.
We're not guys, we're supposed to have girl fans already, but yeah. At a bluegrass festival, you know, we come in and we are different, and that's the whole goal. You know, you're supposed to try and set your pace and be yourself and be the Grascals. We wanted to do our thing, and we come in there and, you know, the jeans, kind of more the country look thing.
Sure.
And to make it cool, maybe for some of the kids to accept what we do. We still do the Flatten Scruggs and the Osborne Brothers.
Sure.
But make it look a little different. And then all of a sudden, Kristen came in and did it, and they liked what she was wearing.
Okay.
But that's a good thing, you know, and it's just the personality. It's a perfect combination right now. We're so happy and can't wait for everybody to hear the new album, because it's
fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah. It really is.
Well, you know, obviously there's a lot of you guys in the band. There's six of you. What kind of advice can you give to, you know, other bands, maybe up and coming, about how to keep from killing each other when you're, you know, you're together, what, a million hours a day, and you probably see each other more than you see your families when you're out on the road and stuff? What helps keep you guys together? What kind of things do you do or not do?
We're broke. We got to go to work.
Go to your bunk.
Go to your bunk. Okay.
No, it's about the job is fun. You got to make it fun, you know? And as we'll be talking about in a little while, we've got an incredible sponsor. So we are very blessed to have a nice bus to ride around in, and Mobile Delvac takes care of us.
Sure.
So you've got a bunk. Instead of having a...
And they give you nice hats,
instead
too.
Of, yeah. Here, yeah. Instead of having a seat in a van that's about a foot and a half from the other guy, at least you got a bunk and a curtain, and you can go in there and turn your own TV on.
Okay.
But you know what? It's all about having fun, man. If you're not having fun, go to the house. Go dig a ditch for a day or two in the heat like you did today.
Mm.
See how you like that, and you might not complain so much.
Exactly.
We love our job. That's the key. Love your job or get another job.
And we love the music. Love what we're doing.
There's a real passion there. Let's talk about Mobile Delvac for a moment, because I know if you go to grascals.com, I heard the great commercial there and talking about how many miles you guys have on your bus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Marcy, come on over here for a minute. Marcy's with Mobile Delvac. What's your last name?
Krieger. Marcy Krieger.
Krieger. Okay. Well, talk about, you know, and this is kind of new for us, but talk about the, you know, what goes into deciding who you're going to sponsor, and how does something like that work out for you guys?
Well, I'll tell you how it happened. We actually had the pleasure of meeting this wonderful group of people back last year at the Mid-America Trucking Show. And, you know, we got to hear them play, and we were just floored by their music. Mm-hmm. And then got to know them a little bit and realized that they really are just wonderful people. And then Jamie and I started talking about that, you know, the person that listens to bluegrass is really the same person that drives a diesel engine vehicle. Whether you're out there driving a truck, you know, hauling, doing long hauls across the country, or for construction, or for landscaping, or maybe it's just, you know, you're driving it to the store to pick up your stuff to do your yard work. And then on top of it, these guys are on the road 24/7. Right. You know, they do like 140 shows this year. And we thought, you know, how cool would it be to get Mobile Delvac, our diesel engine oil, into their bus? That way we're kind of taking care of them. We know that they're going to get to their tour dates and they're going to be there on time. And then on top of it, we're bringing something to the people that use Mobile Delvac by providing their music to them. So it's just a perfect relationship, and we couldn't be happier with you know, with the partnership that the Mobile Delvac has put together with the Grascals.
Well, that's awesome.
Wow, and we just signed a 25-year deal.
Just now.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
So that's group hug, everybody, really. That was everybody gather on Marcy.
Yeah. So that's how you're promoting yourself now. I'm just curious, back when you were first formed, you know, what kind of things did you do to help get your name out? What kind of techniques did you use as an up and coming band who were, like you said, broke, you know? So how did you get to build a fan base?
Publicity.
Yeah, but how?
We paid all of our money. We weren't making any money. We invested in ourselves. And the money, well, first off, we were with Dolly Parton at the beginning.
Yeah, that kind
of
hurt.
So we were smart enough to, when we were making that good paycheck, to take part of our salary that we were making from Dolly and putting that in the bank into a Grascal account.
Okay.
And formed our own corporation, and we just started spending wise dollars in press, in papers, and trying to get on the radio stations such as yourself. Television, but in magazines, and doing just hiring the best possible team we could hire, people we could trust and that could get our name out there, because no matter how long we spin our wheels and get out there and keep going to all these other festivals, that's what it's about. We were doing that ourselves in the van, and did that thing ever stink?
The van, yeah.
I was wondering about that.
The White Buffalo, we called it. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you've got to have somebody that's smarter than you are in this business to get you places that you know that's going to make. We want to retire as this band in 25 years or whatever. We want to retire as the Grascals. We don't have to go back to work for somebody else. They're just going to fire you anyway when they get tired of running. So we want to run this thing the way we want it. So we want the best possible team, and that's what it's about. You got to have, it's not just about, it is about the music first and the love of that and creating the best thing you can possibly create there. But past that, it's a business. You've got to have a business sense, and you've got to have people that can help you and make you better and have the whole world hear about you. We got our record label. We put a video out, and then after that, we started the magazine started coming. You have to it's all about teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, let's talk. You know, when I look at you guys and like the String Dusters, Daly and Vincent, and Chris, I always get his last name wrong, but Thiele?
Chris Thiele, yeah.
Yeah. I see you all as kind of a new generation of this very old American style of music. And what kind of responsibility do you guys feel towards the past to help cultivate the future with young pickers? I mean, do you guys do things out when you're on the road to work with some of the young kids that are out and about there?
Yeah, most of the festivals, they have workshops that we participate in, and it's always usually mainly with the children. And on top of that, IBMA, the International Bluegrass Music Association, they have a children's organization there, and it's I can't even think
Kids
of it.
Kids on Bluegrass.
The main thing is, that's who we want to see coming up the front of that stage. We love everybody coming up there. But when a child comes up there and is listening to bluegrass music and gets thrilled about what we're doing, if we, at the last song, we got the Mobile Delvac hats on, and we're tricking them, see?
Look at him. He's
working
it.
They may not even love us.
Wow.
But we got that hat on, and we'll toss it out on the last song. We'll say, any of you kids that are still out there, if you're an adult and you feel like you're still a kid, well, come on up here anyway if you want to beat the little kid out. But we're going to throw these hats out at the end of this song, and we throw them out, and it makes them love us. And even though they didn't, they may not have liked the song.
So no kids trampled so far?
Not yet.
Okay, good.
We ain't done yet, though.
Yeah, because that could be a story.
yeah.
I'd like to talk for a minute about Satan and Grandma. I think that song is beautiful. And actually, we had Chris Wallen on a while back, and he did that song. Cool. But it, I don't know. I listened to it twice today, and I get choked up every time that last line comes in. But how do you go about picking songs? And is there ever tunes that you love but this don't work with a bluegrass approach?
Yeah. I mean, actually, on this last album, we recorded what was this? Lay Down Sally.
Lay Down.
Mm-hmm. Really? It sounded cool. I liked it, but we just, as a group, decided maybe that's not the one to put on there. We decided, and it took two albums before we got Today I Started Loving You Again on there by Merle Haggard. We'd recorded it for the album before that, and it didn't make it. Lefty Flynn, the title cut of this one,
right.
I wrote that song probably 6 years ago, and we decided not to put it on until this album here. So it's about the timing and everybody, all six people standing up here, because we're all equals, deciding on what's right and what's not right. And it's kind of, it's a good thing to have that many ears listening to make sure we pick the right combination. So, but we always try and get some great originals from Nashville. And Craig Monday and Chris Wallen. I met the night I met my wife, I met those guys, were walking in with her to a songwriter's night.
Uh-huh.
And I've known them guys that long, and I'm so thankful that they've been so successful in their songwriting.
So you kind of owed them, actually, with the cut.
I guess
I kind of
did. Yeah.
Okay.
Figured I'd help them out with a bluegrass cut.
There you go.
That'll put some money in the bank.
There you go. I called them as soon as I heard that song, and I just said, man. And I left him a message, but then later that day, we actually ran into each other, and I said, are you kidding me? And he goes, man, they...
We debuted that song on the IBMA Awards show the first time, mm-hmm. and Chris and Craig bought their own tickets and didn't even they just came down to the show to watch it. And they both, when we got done, I mean, that's the first time I've ever seen Chris tear up. And they were really, really touched. So I'm so glad that we got the chance, because what an incredible song, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good song. Oh, man, we got to take another break. Just kidding. We love taking breaks because we love our sponsors, just like the Grascals love Mobile Delvac.
Yeah,
that's right.
That
Martha
right,
Whiteflower. No, yeah. Stick around. We'll be right back with the Grascals here on the Music Row Show.
Welcome back to the Music Row Show, brought to you this hour by Larrivee Guitars, and of course, that is the Grascals, and that tune is called I'm Blue, I'm Lonesome. Love that tune.
All right, well, you know what? Let's sing some more. I want to hear some music.
We need to get some songs. Let's go.
Do this for all the grandmas out there.
That's right.
Satan knew my grandma well. He could hear prayers go down in hell. He'd get so mad, he'd burn himself. Satan knew my grandma well. He tried his best to test her faith. Send Grandpa to his grave, and he talked her into blaming herself. Satan knew my grandma well, with a Bible for her sword and shield. She fought him on the battlefield, kneeled down beside her bed. On that tear-stained floor till he couldn't take it anymore. He even prayed to hear say name. Satan knew my grandma well. He could hear prayers go down in hell. And she made him wish he'd never fail. Thank you. Satan trying to get me in his car. Then he sped away when he heard her yell. Satan knew my grandma well. With a Bible for her sword and shield, she fought him on the battlefield. Kneeled down beside her bed for hours on that tear-stained floor. Couldn't take it anymore. Even prayed to hear say amen. Now Satan sighed with great relief the day that Grandma got her wings. Now she's somewhere she can finally rest. Satan my grandma well. Jesus knows my grandma best.
Yikes.
That is a great song.
Fantastic song. We'll have to send that to Chris.
Absolutely.
So, okay, so do you do your Mobile Delvac song at the beginning or the end of the show?
We can do it whenever you want us to.
No, I mean like when you're on stage, when do you do it?
Oh, we do it right in the middle.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, it's the middle right now. Let's
it's
go.
The middle right now. Let us get Kristen, OKSB, let her get her banjo geared up here for the thing. But remind the listeners also our website, the 3Ws in front, grascals.com. Check that out and see where we're going to be. We got the Twitter. We got all that stuff. You can know, and we're going to the restroom if you really want to.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's something, ain't it?
I didn't see that page, yeah. But I'm glad, actually.
Well, here comes the Twitter right now.
So, Grascals.com.
Grascals.com.
All right, let's do it.
Here we come with the Mobile Delvac jingle.
Quality, just drive a million miles and you will see. From the streets of San Diego to the hills of Tennessee, it'll keep your engine running as smooth as can be. If you want to be a leader, stay ahead of the pack. Use Mobile Delvac.
Mobile Delvac for long engine life.
Very nice.
I don't know which one teared me up better.
I have this sudden urge to go out and buy a diesel.
See? Just, I told you.
Just so that I can use that oil.
Okay,
Bill McGrath will send you, why don't you?
Yeah, will do. So y'all have played with some of music's biggest names. What are some of the most interesting collaborations for you guys?
Oh, I'd say definitely Dolly Parton, getting to sing Coat of Many Colors and stand on stage and I Will Always Love You, mm-hmm. songs like that. But recording with George Jones, I'm sure, is Terry Eldridge right here. All of our, one of the biggest highlights of our career. Charlie Daniels, Jeremy got a chance to fiddle Devil Went Down to Georgia with him.
Wow.
Stuff like that. We've been incredibly blessed. There's no two. Yeah, Hank Jr., you know.
Sure,
just we just got off the Hank the Rowdy Friends tour, and he liked us enough. Thank goodness he's having us back out in the fall for Rowdy Friends Take Two.
Nice.
He didn't have enough of us.
We'd have to do a whole nother show just talking about touring with Hank, I bet.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, Jamie Johnson, I don't know if you've had him on air yet. That
Not yet.
Be a pretty interesting story, too.
Okay. Well, on that note, we better take a quick break before we get you guys in trouble here. But
yeah.
We're going to be back with more of the Grascals here on the Music Row Show. Welcome back to the Music Row Show, brought to you this hour by Larravee Guitars. That's a little Grascals we're listening to there, Blue Rock Slide.
Now, is that one of yours? Is it an original?
Danny and Kristen and Jeremy, they all three wrote that. We were actually on our way back from a festival, I believe in North Carolina or somewhere, and we barely missed that rock slide that was on Interstate 40.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were, Mother Nature called one of us. thank goodness. And we pulled over for a little bit, and we got back on there.
Mother Nature probably saw your Twitter.
You got that right. See?
This is a family show.
I Twittered her. She Twittered back. There's an exit right over here.
Oh.
And we went over there to a nice little TA truck stop.
See that? Okay.
And then we missed it, but we missed the Rock Slide, guys, and we wrote a song about it. And I didn't even realize it's what it was until they called it Blue Rock Slide, and then they said it was that rock slide we barely missed.
Okay.
Because we was about four cars back from all the rocks.
Wow. So I'm just curious, you guys ever tempted to put some drums on your in your sound there at all?
There's drums on,
every track we probably ever recorded, except maybe Sarah Jane, that I can remember, every one of them had drums on there. Now, we'll mix them down.
You mix them down, okay.
But, Steve Turner, some of them will just turn right off, but to set timing and for the feel and everything, Steve Turner's been on all of our, pretty much every single cut we've ever done.
Now, do you ever get any, you know, pushback from purists, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Not as often as you'd think, but because, you can always throw it back at them. You know, Flat and Scruggs did that. Jimmy Martin did it. The Osborne Brothers did it. It didn't seem to hurt their music a bit, in our opinion.
Right.
You're saying the Osborne Brothers, right? Not the Osmond Brothers.
Not them guys. Okay. No. Just Bobby and Sonny, the Osborne Brothers. They were the 1971, I believe, and 72 CMA Vocal Group of the Year.
Nice. Right. Okay.
So they converted
it. We put steel and piano on stuff.
Yeah.
If it calls for it. If the song calls for it, we'll.
You guys serve the song.
It's about taste, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Okay. Well, and I know Hino mentioned this already, but your guys, and we were talking about it during the break, but you guys started today at 9 o'clock. You were in North Carolina yesterday. You flew in this morning, and you guys have been going all day, and it was brutal out there today in the heat. So first off, thank you guys so much. But I know that it's important to be at this CMA Fest as well. What does that festival mean for you guys? And I mean, are you able to get a bunch of new fans, or you see a lot of your old fans coming through? Or
I think so. I mean, we played the WSM stage today. Not only that, I can remember the first year in 2004, whatever it was, five, we sat there at our booth, had our big, we spent all kinds of money on a big banner with our picture on it. And we sat there, and people would come up and ask us directions for places. We was like an information booth. And you know what? Thank the good Lord now. We got there this morning, and after being tired and getting there, and you're thinking, man, this is not. You walk in there, and you see them smiling faces. They're standing there waiting, and there was a line. We signed for a solid hour at the first booth, every booth. Probably 3 hours a day solid we got to sign autographs and then do a live show for them there. But, you know, on top of that, you guys keep saying this stuff, and I promise you, we are tired. I'm not going to lie to you.
Sure.
But we need you all, too. Without your support, you guys want us to come in here. There's a time nobody – and there's going to be a time again when it's all said and done. We'll be begging to come on a show.
When that happens, give us a call.
Yeah.
There's no begging involved.
Thanks for having us. We need y'all. This is what pays our bills right here.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. I have one question.
Yeah,
real
go
quick,
for it.
Because you know on the pictures on all the pictures on your guys' website, Grascals.com.
Yep.
How do I say this? It seems like you're all incapable of looking in the same direction.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Are the photographers boring? Because I know a gal at the Antioch Walmart, she has squeaky toys, and you'll all look at the same time. I don't know.
Actually, Kristen looks at the camera. The rest of them don't. You know.
Girls are smarter. We all know that.
Yeah, that could be it.
You get a girl, you get an exorcist.
Oh, no.
What's that?
You ever see The Exorcist? They caught us right when our heads were all turning down.
I see.
Well, thank you again all for coming in and spending some time with us. Have a safe drive home. We've got another great show next week. We've got Jean Larrivée, master guitar builder, on the show. Lloyd Baggs from LR Baggs and Coldwater Jane. They're all going to be on the show next week.
Glenn Mitchell's going to come play some guitars for us,
too. And Glenn Mitchell's going to be here, too. So check that out. In the meantime, check us out on our website, themusicrowshow.com. Hit us up on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, all that good stuff, YouTube. And we'll see you next week.
Go write something.
Yeah, go write something.
Bye. See y'all.